Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are having a wonderful start to your week, wherever you are in the world. So today I really wanted to talk to you all about the power of simplicity and minimalism in your life and in work and every area of your life. This is such an interesting topic that I love talking about. And I'm really passionate about because I see the benefits of it and I see how that plays out in my life too. And obviously when I see things really working, I'm like, I need to share this. I need to tell people and this is going to change your life, guys. So I hope you're really going to enjoy this podcast episode and please let me know your thoughts on this over on Instagram. You can give me a message, comment on my latest post, or of course you can join our free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook. The link is below and tell me your thoughts on this as well and how it's helped you or if you're going to try it and how it helps you too. I'd love, love, love to know. And of course, just a gentle reminder, friendly reminder for you all that this Wednesday in 2 days' time, so if you're listening to this past the 15th of September, you'll be able to purchase the replay. Don't worry. But my Master Your Money Mindset 90-minute masterclass is happening this Wednesday, the 15th of September at 7 p.m. BST. All of the details are in the description notes down below or on my website under events. You'll see Master Your Money Masterclass. I'm so excited to deliver this masterclass to you guys. You know I love talking about money. So this masterclass is designed to help you master your money mindset this September and help you to achieve your financial goals. I'm going to be giving you all new tools, all new techniques that are not featured in Positively Wealthy or the Positively Wealthy Journal, although some things will be relevant, of course. And I'm going to be helping you to manifest your financial goals and taking actionable steps from Wednesday to be able to manifest money now and for the rest of the year. So I'm going to be helping you to transform your money mindset and cultivate it into a positive, happy, abundant mindset. And I'm really going to be helping you to become the queen of your finances. So I'm so excited to be doing this. Like I said, the link's below and on my website, so you can come and join us. But if you're listening to this after the 15th of September, then you can purchase the replay as well. So again, the details will be in the same place and also under the shop feature on my website. If you go to the shop, you'll see it there for purchase and you can watch it straight away. And of course, if you're coming to the live event, you'll have a replay sent to you and you can keep that as well. So you'll have a copy either way, whether you're live with us or not, to keep and digest at any point in the future and remind yourself. And of course, I'll be answering your questions, your burning questions, anything that's to do with money or manifestation or anything else that feels relevant to what we're talking about. So I can't wait to see you guys there and really hope you can join me. Okay, so ad break over, let's skip to what you're here for, or the content, of course. We're talking about simplicity and minimalism in your life. So for me, as a Virgo, I know I say this a lot, but to be honest, minimalism is something that I've always been drawn to. I think as I've, you know, grown up and become a bit more of an adult in my kind of late 20s. You know, like, especially like in decor and interior terms, I definitely wouldn't have said I was a minimalist in my early 20s. But I think definitely as I've kind of had my own space, had my own house, had my own style and developed my kind of interior style and even fashion and style as well, I've noticed that I really do like minimalism. And I like things clean, minimalist, and simplistic. The simpler it is, the more it appeals to me visually and emotionally. But the one area of my life that I didn't, I think definitely in like friendships and, you know, personal life and stuff like that, I think simplicity, yeah, I think I definitely have embodied that a lot over the years. But work, definitely not with work, coming from the ex-workaholism, I've worked on that definitely, and I've cultivated a lot of balance in my life over the last year or so, like divine balance, finally. So for me, you know, like over, I've run this business now, oh my god, I think it's 4 years or 5 years. No, because we've had five calendars. I can't even remember, but 5 years. I'm sure it's 5 years I've run this business nearly now. This particular business, obviously, I had my previous one before that. And even in that, I don't think simplicity was the... I think it was more so the forefront, but this business, I think because I'm just so passionate about it, I love creating, I love being artistic and creating things and content. And I think because I'm so passionate about talking about law of attraction and spirituality, obviously I've wanted to create a lot of great things for you. Like, I don't see any negative with what I have done so far, definitely not. But in terms of how I guess put that out into the world and also my energy and how much time it takes for me, like simplicity and minimalism has not been the theme at all in those 4 or 5 years. Obviously in those 4 or 5 years I've published 3 books, one being the journal. I'm writing my 3rd book now. So obviously even that's like a lot, like that takes up time, that's a lot, that's mentally a lot, physically a lot, spiritually a lot as well. And obviously promoting those and going along that book journey, that takes a lot of energy. Then I've done courses, the membership, the shop, the merchandise, events. Yeah, I've done a lot. Even when I say it out loud, I'm like, how have you done all of that? People ask me all the time how I've done all of that. Still don't have the answer. Workaholism is probably the best answer I do have for that. But again, coaching, obviously mentoring, forgot about that as well. Author mentoring, like I love everything I do. I love everything I do. But one thing I have noticed as I've made really big pivots in my business this year is how I wasn't embracing minimalism and simplicity in these areas either. And how, you know, I was, you know, to be completely transparent, I was like, do you know what? Like, I'd love for some of these offerings I do have to really expand and to really like be a really like thriving and busy place, because the more it is, like the more people are going to get more from that as well, like connecting with more people. So, you know, it's not from like a financial perspective or anything like that, definitely not. But for me, you know, I wanted some certain aspects to grow more and to have more, you know, people within those to support one another and feel more community based, and have that growth, and take it to the next level, I think, in all aspects of the business. And I was like, right, why is this not happening? What's not happening here? And obviously, you know, I thought about climate, COVID, all these things, because, you know, those things do absolutely play a factor sometimes. But obviously everything's energy as well, you know, take my own advice here, everything is energy. And looking at the energetics of things, you know, I was like, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. And if there's a lot for me going on in terms of maintaining and managing all these things, as well as, you know, taking on a team as well, because I'm the person who creates, I'm the person who coaches, I am the person who has to do the work. You know, nobody else does that for me. You know, like, it had to feel good, but also when things feel, I guess, clustery or chaotic or a lot, like overwhelming, that's not the energy that's going to create abundance. That's not the energy that's going to create expansion and growth, because sometimes, and I've said this a million times on this podcast, doing less attracts more. And of course, Emma forgot that in work, of course, but we all do it. And I think whether it's work, whether it's personal life, whatever it is, money, relationship, whatever it is, if we're overcomplicating things or having a lot on our plate, or, you know, you can think about it, I always give the analogy of the room, of like, if you walked into your living room and it was like hoarder's living room, and like it was just so much stuff in there. You couldn't walk around, you couldn't move. That's not going to feel like a really happy space to be in. Like you're going to just be stressed that you can't even sit on the sofa. You're just going to feel overwhelmed. Like, where do I even start with all of this? Like, we can just see from an energetic perspective there that that's not the energy for expansion. That's not the energy, because you can't even see what you've got. You can't see the floor. You can't see what you've got. It's feeling restrictive. And because there's like cluttered energy there as well, maybe from the past or things that maybe aren't in alignment anymore, it's not creating shift. It's not creating, shall we say, the container or catalyst for that energy to shift and uplift and upgrade and bring in abundance or bring in expansion or bring in the creativity or ideas. So for me, like I'm always someone who's like, right, what creativity do I want to work on next? What's coming up? What do I want to focus on in the next 6 months or year? And a lot of it felt blocked for a while. And I thought, okay, the universe is clearly slowing me down again. Not a problem. I've had a whole year and a half of that where I've done minimal launches and it's felt really good to do that. It's felt really good. But I felt that things, just like the offerings, were too cluttered still. And I felt like I had that messy living room of so many great things, but actually the energy and focus and expansion that I wanted on those particular things didn't have the space to grow or the container to grow or have that expansion because there were other things in that living room, right? And of course, like I don't think anything particularly pointed out as not aligned or I didn't want to do anything anymore. I think it was more just shifting how I do those things. So more automation, taking on more help and doing courses in slightly different ways that still put that content out there, but didn't necessarily take more of my energy or feel cluttered. So there's big shifts coming, which I'm so happy about because it feels really good. But the reason why I'm sharing this is not to just say, ooh, there's changes coming in my business. It's to explain why that works and why that's positive. Because as I've said with the living room analogy, when things are cluttered, you're not going to be able to see things clearly. You're not going to be able to have the expansion or ideas. And this happened for me in my book as well, like motivation-wise, like literally I've been avoiding my publisher for a few weeks because I'm like, oh, that word count hasn't gone up. And I know that I'm a really intuitive person and that those books are fully channeled. And I know I have to be in the right mindset and the right energy and alignment to sit down and channel that with ease. And it's a really deep book as well, the deepest one I've written. So I think, you know, as well, I understand that I needed the space created. So I've done that. I've scheduled out time each month to sit and do nothing else but write that book. So that's creating the space. That's taking that positive action to create the space. So if it's alignment, if it's creativity, if it's inspiration, if it's ideas, you have to create the space for it. Like whether it's abundance, whether it's new stuff coming in, you have to.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Create the space for it, because if you have that cluttered living room, that you've just got messy energy there. You haven't got clean, aligned, expansive energy. You've got constricted, old, messy, are we coming, are we going energy. And that's not the energy that you want. And that's also not the energy that allows you to channel or allows, you know, those new ideas, new inspiration, abundance, new manifestations, whatever, to come into your life. So I love talking about having a minimalist and simplistic lifestyle in many ways, whether it's emotionally, physically, in your home, workplace, relationships, whatever. Like, when we have, I hate feeling overwhelmed. It's one of the things I absolutely hate. And the only way that we overcome that is by simplicity, is by minimalism. And like, I'm not saying to people, like, just chuck everything out of your house. I mean, if anybody's ever seen Kim Kardashian's house, I'm a big Keeping Up with the Kardashians fan. If you've seen Kim's house, that is minimalism to the extreme. I'm not saying you have to live like that, definitely not. But if you feel overwhelmed, then obviously it's a good idea to go through your house and clear out anything that's old energy or things that don't, you know, Marie Kondo tip here, if you hold it and it sparks joy, keep it. If it doesn't, get rid of it. Even just things like that, like, we have to shake the energy up. And a lot of the time, you know, yes, I'm talking on a physical level with a house there, but a lot of the time, even ourselves, we hold on to energy. We keep ourselves stuck by doing the same routine or not shaking things up, or do you know what I mean? So this is definitely a spiritual, practical and cognitive thing to do, of mentally shake things up, create change, do things differently, create shift and create the space mentally, physically, in your home, workplace, whatever. For me, it was very physical in terms of looking at all my offerings, right? What feels good? What do I need to do in a different way? What can I do to create more space and expansiveness for that inspiration and expansion to come in? And I think as well, like, for me, it was a classic case of take your own advice, Emma. You know, I say to people all the time of, like, if you want growth, you have to be able to have that growth in your life. So when I have business clients come to me and they say, like, I really want to have like 20,000 followers, or I really want to sell 10,000 books, or I don't know, like, in crowds of 10,000 people, whatever it is, on a large scale, I'm like, okay, but are you mentally ready for that? Are you physically ready for that? Do you have the time? And I think, like, one thing I realized was the expansion I wanted. I was like, okay, so if you have that expansion, do you have the time to then give all those people that energy? And yes, okay, it will self-support a little bit more because more people will interact and bounce off one another, but I still need to make sure I'm giving every single one of those people my energy, right? So I was like, you want that, but how is that actually going to play out in your life? And I realized that actually, to be able to facilitate that amount of people, or to be able to facilitate that expansion and growth, I would need to have that space. So again, it was that light bulb moment of, oh, minimalism, simplicity, like, the very thing you want to grow, it can't, because you're cluttered with other things that can be done in a different way and more automated and done just as well, but, you know, with help, that actually then you can have that space to give your all in that way you want to. So I think this is our reminder to everybody listening, whether it's work, whether it's personal life, whether it's manifestations, abundance, whatever it is, creativity, ideas, inspiration, you have to create the space for it. There's no other way. You have to create the space for it. And you have to think, like, if you want that growth or expansion, maybe it's like a career promotion or something like that. Are you mentally ready for it? Are you in the place to receive that? Are you in the place where you could handle that? Are you in a place where you know, you could deal with that, you know, whatever comes with that job role? Are you in a place where you could handle the responsibility? Does that fit into your schedule, being a parent or whatever? So I think, you know, we have to look at the practical side of, can we actually manage that? Is our room tidy and clean enough that we have space for that to come into our living room? Or do we have that messy living room that might need a little bit of a declutter and a little bit of a shake up? And also, when we do that energetically, we create the container and capacity for shifts. We create the container and capacity for abundance, because we're shaking things up, we're changing things, we're not stuck in the same routine, the same old energy. You know, you're creating the space, you're decluttering, clearing out any old energy, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually. And then you're creating that container and saying, right, there's the space. Come on, universe, show me what you got. Is that new ideas, new inspiration? Is that space to write my book? Is that space to do the things that I want to do and have that growth and expansion? But hey, here to be pleasantly surprised. Here for whatever is for the highest good, right? So once we create the space, and ironically, as soon as I did this, oh my God, the space was created and a lot of, like, you know, abundance in all forms started to come through. And I was like, there it was. There was the little block. There was the thing that just needed that little bit of a shift. So sometimes it can be really subtle things in our life. You know, I haven't had to pivot my whole business. I haven't had to, change everything I knew. I've literally just made, again, small tweaks like I did beginning of the year. And each, with every little tweak that comes along, it feels better and better and better and creates space and feels expansive. And you know that you're doing the right thing by how expansive it feels. Like, if it feels like a weight off your shoulders, expansive, good and exciting, there you have it. It was meant to happen like that. And creating that expansiveness creates the space for whatever is for the highest good to come in, right? So if you're waiting for that manifestation to come in, or you want more abundance in your life, or you want growth or expansion, you want that job promotion, whatever it may be, do you have the space in your life to receive that? Are you in a place where you can emotionally, physically, and spiritually keep that and, you know, maintain it and handle that with ease? Are you in a place where you are in your living room of life and feeling expansive and, yes, everything feels good, and simplicity and minimalism is something you actively, you know, look upon and actively declutter in all forms regularly? Or is this a helpful reminder as we go into autumn that now is the perfect time as we, oh my God, or equinox is around the corner. No wonder I'm saying all of this. As autumn equinox comes out, you always find spring and autumn equinox, I always find biggest shifts in my life, biggest changes, biggest shifts, manifestations, because guess what? I'm doing my spring and autumn cleaning physically, mentally, and emotionally and spiritually. So definitely the best time. I completely forgot about that. So I was like, oh yeah, of course I'm talking about this. So yes, with your autumn equinox ritual, obviously I'll post something on my social channels nearer the time for that. But also as well, like, use the next few weeks as we lead up to the equinox, which is on the 21st, 22nd from memory of September. Use this time to declutter. Declutter your home, your office, your work, your offerings. Emotionally, use this time to really declutter and create that expansive energy, because when you do that, miracles occur. And the amount of times I get my clients to do this or set this in the manifestation membership and they're like, oh my God, I cleared out a room and like £1,000 has come to me. And literally one of my friends did this. She was really seeking like money for something in her work. And I was like, just declutter your house a second. I was like, just go do that. And we'll talk about money mindset later on. She's like, Emma, I literally found $1,000 in the drawer. I was like, there you go. In the drawer. Like, who puts $1,000 in a drawer, first of all? That was my first question to her of like, how did you figure out that was in there? Because I certainly wouldn't. Maybe it's because I'm an ex-banker, money saver, and money expert. But I would know if I had $1,000 in a drawer. I would just know. But anyway, she found it, and that was the best news to come out of that day. So instantly, like, all she did was just declutter a little bit and she found that money. But of course, it can come to us in many ways. So yes, financial abundance, of course. But actually, for me recently, I've really noticed it in terms of creativity, inspiration, ideas, and motivation as well. Like, as soon as I created that space, I wrote 1,000 words of the book yesterday. Which may not sound a lot when I write 1,000-word blog posts every week, but when you're writing on like quite a deep topic as well, and like you're really having to put your heart, soul, and everything into it, it can be quite hard when you feel a lack of motivation or inspiration, or even just that block to channeling to source. It can be more challenging than you think. So for me, I was so happy to write those 1,000 words because I was like, there you have it. There you have it. Keep creating that space. Keep creating that space. Keep having that expansiveness. So really just check in with yourself today and see whether things feel expansive or whether they feel cluttered and stressful and a bit overwhelming. Because if it does, this is your cue, this is your reminder, this is your sign to clear out the house, to look, even clear out your handbag. There's another one, as ladies don't do, and men too if they have handbags. It's another thing we don't do often enough is handbags. Like, I dread to think how much stagnant energy is in my handbag right now, because it's probably got a million things in it. So there's my reminder. But things like that, go through the areas in your life, in your home, mentally and spiritually, that are feeling cluttered, that maybe need a little bit of TLC, need a little bit of, spruce up, shake up. And you'll be surprised if you are lacking abundance, motivation, inspiration, energy, whatever it is, or even you want to call in your manifestations, create the space. Check in with yourself whether you can receive that and you're in a place to maintain that and deal with that, you know, happily and easily. First of all, create the space physically and see what shifts for you. See what shifts for you as we go into autumn equinox. So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. And now, as you've got a task to declutter and do all of this, let me know what happens as a result of this. If you find £1,000 in the drawer, like, how many people will find £1,000 in their drawer? I'd like to think it was a bit safer than that personally, but maybe you will. Maybe you will find it. Maybe it's even 20 or 50 quid in the drawer. But let me know what happens as a result of this. I would love to hear what happens. For me, it was more creativity, inspiration, and feeling motivated again and work and feeling that expansiveness. For some people, it's financial abundance. For other people, it's expansion and growth, manifestations coming in. So there's no rule to what minimalism and simplicity and that expansiveness can create. So I really hope this podcast episode has helped you guys. Please do let me know how you get on and what happens as a result of doing this practice. I'm so excited to see what happens for you, so please do let me know. I just want to say thank you so much for listening, guys. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. And of course, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you are up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.